A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" So he called a little child to him and set the child in front of them. Then he said, "I tell you solemnly, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So the one who makes himself as little as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. See that you never despise any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven." And this is the gospel of the Lord. The last verse in this gospel is a verse that I pondered over many years. It seems very puzzling to me. It's a gospel which, in fact, we would have heard yesterday in some parishes, because it's the gospel of the feast or the memorial of St. Therese of Lisieux. And it's also the gospel of today, the feast of the guardian angels. It puzzles me because it seems a strange reason for caring about children. Their angels are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven. We'd care about children because they're vulnerable, they're innocent, they depend on us. But why would we care about them because of some fact about what happens in heaven? And the fact itself seems hardly relevant. Literally, the passage should read, "Their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father in heaven." And that, I think, is part of the solution. It's a very charming passage, this gospel. It's a favourite passage. But there's actually a bit missing. Verses 6 to 9, which isn't quite so charming. That's a bit about what the sacrifice we should make to enter into to heaven. If your hand or your foot offends you, chop it off. It is better to go into life lame or maimed than having two hands and two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. If your eye offends you, pull it out, throw it away from you. It is better to enter into life with one eye than having two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. Not quite so charming. But it is a clue, because that bit is about heaven and what it takes to get into heaven. There's also something about what heaven is. You notice that it describes it as life. Better for you to enter into life. Simple as that, not eternal life, just life. I think the puzzle is partly solved by really thinking about what infinite life is, eternal life. Life on earth is short. As long as we have it, we struggle to preserve it. And many people might think they'd like to live forever, but I think they're not really thinking about what forever means. Infinite life, really forever, really never-ending, continual, unending life. What would you do with that life? What would you do when you've counted every atom in the universe? When you've thought of every possible configuration of the universe? When you've met every other human being? When you've thought of everything that there is to see in the universe? Then what would you do? If you think about infinity and eternity, I would submit that it's only because God exists that it would be worth living forever. To put it simply, infinite life requires infinite beauty. And that's what the angels do. Their angels in heaven are continually seeing the face of my Father in heaven. What's that got to do with children? Well, it's not that when you grow up, the angels stop seeing the face of the Father in heaven. That's obviously not the case. What it is, though, is that children, in many ways, are the closest thing we can see to the delight and the joy of angels. And the angels are guardians of the children because they are close to the children. Because the children are like the angels. Look at the phrase, "They see the face of my Father in heaven." First thing a baby sees is the face. First thing it learns to recognise. The thing that's most important to the baby is the face. An image of God. Philosophers once said he was astonished at a professional philosopher saying that God was like the face of a newborn baby. He thought, this is not the sort of thing professional philosophers say in a proper discussion in a university. Oxford, as it happened. I think the problem is that, well, there's some truth in that. The fact is, God is more like the thing the newborn baby sees, the wonder of life, which is also a gazing on another life. To be alive is to gaze on life itself. To be eternally alive is to gaze on infinite, eternal life, eternal beauty. What's heaven like? It's gazing on the face of the Father. What does that remind us of in life? What teaches us about that? Well, the nearest thing, an imperfect image, but the nearest thing is the child. The wonder of the child's wonder at life, which we lose. And as such, the guardian angels are not here primarily to preserve us from physical danger. They're here to try and preserve something of that innocence, that wonder, that amazingness, the thing that we are called to, the thing we seek, the thing we need. Never despise your little ones. Never despise the little ones who may be children or adults who have preserved that childlike nature, that feeling of being a child of God, because they understand what life is, what life is for. They understand why we are alive.